The summit is part of an ongoing multi-state effort to tighten the net on sex offenders and do a better job of keeping tabs on where they're living. As of Monday, Wisconsin has more than 18,000 registered sex offenders. 2,000 of them are listed as non-compliant. Department of Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says agreements reached this week with bordering states should help reduce that number.
People need to know that you don't evade the law and become anonymous just by moving across state lines. And I think we know how important it is to work together on this issue. And it's not that you take care of the problem only in your own state. We need to work together.
Wisconsin has also joined more than 20 other states in a federal sex offender registry. Frank says this first-of-its-kind regional effort to track offenders may push other states to cooperate in a national tracking system to reduce the number of offenders who carry out new attacks after their release. Not addressed at this week's summit was how to deal with increasingly harsh residency requirements for sex criminals that often force them to cross state lines or move to areas where treatment is hard to find and monitoring of their whereabouts is more difficult. That issue and fine-tuning the information-sharing process between law enforcement agencies in different states will be addressed at a follow-up meeting in Illinois next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.